It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Larry Richard with Paul Rasmussen. What a lot of people are talking about is the fact that the stories that are emerging from the South, places like Asheville, North Carolina, also parts of really all the way up the coast from the Gulf, just around Tampa. There is a satellite picture, Paul, that shows electricity. This is, you can see at night, the outline of the United States, and you can see the day after the storm hit, you can see the blackout where millions of people were without power. Now, right as of this moment, I believe there's about a million people that still don't have power, but you've seen these videos and stories.
Yes, I have. One quick sidebar before we move on to a report from Skyler Henry, who's in Asheville. I saw a video this morning before I came into work. One of the NASCAR drivers has his own helicopter. He's been flying around looking for people who are stranded up in the mountainous areas. And he saw a guy flashing a mirror at him, you know, in an open spot in a forested area. And so he landed, he had some supplies he could leave and took off. And that's what he's been passing the time with, is finding people who are stranded and no one can get to them.
And they're asking for volunteers, the Red Cross, for two-week deployments.
Mm-hmm.
If you have that kind of time and would like to volunteer, contact the Red Cross here, and they will give you the details of what's necessary. But hard to imagine when you see a town, there's a couple of mountain towns that are literally wiped off the map.
Yeah. Asheville was one of the hottest places to go in the United States. For the longest time, it's been trending up. It's a foodie destination. It's a, you know, it used to be beautiful. Now it's been marred by the hurricane. And CBS's Skyler Henry is there.
The nation has your back.
President Biden got a firsthand look flying over a region where roads have washed away. And basic needs like food and water are in short supply.
Our job is to help as many people as we can, as quickly as we can.
That includes the search for the hundreds still missing.
Since we've been in Asheville, some progress. Cell phone service has improved. Power is back on in certain parts of the city. And this roadway, which was at one point covered with rushing floodwaters, is now back open in both directions. Utility crews are working to do as much as they can as quickly as possible.
Now, down in Tennessee, in a town called Irwin, this would be in eastern Tennessee, very mountainous country, just like Asheville in North Carolina. Helene swept away 11 people working at a plastics factory. And to tell you what happened there, and there now a criminal investigation is underway in the wake of this thing, here's CBS's Manuel Borjoquez.
These people were like my family. We worked together every day, and it was senseless.
In a statement, Impact Plastics said at no time were employees told that they would be fired if they left the facility.
That's a lie. They just left us to die.
Yep. There's a big controversy over this. As the water was coming up, they say the manager, you know, didn't give them the go-ahead to clear out of there. And now where we're at is that out of that 11 people that were swept away in the water, 5 were rescued, 2 are confirmed dead, so we still have 4 people unaccounted for. And this is just one of the many tragic stories that's emerging. Helene is going to wind up being, it may not be the most deadly hurricane in American history. Some of the ones back way back in our past were much more deadly. But in terms of destruction and the vast area of destruction, this one will be, I'm sure, in the top 3 or 4, perhaps, maybe even number 1.
One of the images that really stuck with me was this young girl, I would guess her to be about 3 or 4 years old, in a rowboat and clutching a little puppy that obviously she saved. And yeah, for those people, I mean, when you look at the devastation, it's just hard to imagine them even being able to rebuild in some of these places.
And
there's
yet,
nothing there.
And yet they will. And they will. Over 180 people now are confirmed dead so far. And we know that that number is going to go up as the rescue crews and the people dealing with the recovery start to uncover the bodies that they didn't get to the first time around.
And our local organization that's helped internationally tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people over the years, Brothers Brother Foundation, is working hard on a two-phase program to help. And you can check them out at brothersbrother.org. They're right here on the north side of Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, security details, as you can imagine, for Donald Trump's visit back to the Butler Farm Show site. And he's bringing his vice presidential running mate, J.D. Vance. And Paul, I can't imagine there'll be a place on earth that'll be more secure.
Based on what I'm seeing here, just to give you a quick rundown on the security changes this time around, unlike the first rally, there'll be just one command post, and there'll be one person from each law enforcement and emergency service agency who's working at the rally. They'll all be there on together on the same page. Let's see here. The snipers that were inside the AGR building, you know, they've been asked to help again, but law enforcement will be on top of the AGR building instead. Butler Township Police, County Sheriff's deputies will be involved. Who's in charge of the rally in terms of security? That would be Secret Service. Manpower, they say, will be in the hundreds. Secret Service is going to fly surveillance drones. And then they're also expecting 15,000 to 60,000 people to attend the rally. I would not be surprised to see the number somewhere in the middle between 15 and 60.
Well, I think 15 is a low estimate for them. Seriously.
Well, I mean, we heard from a vendor yesterday who said that, you know, he's selling Trump merchandise in the Butler Fairgrounds area. And he says he's heard from people all over the country that are coming to this thing. So we're not going to have just people from, you know, Butler County and the surrounding area. We're going to have people from out of state. KDKA-TV talked with Butler County Commissioner Leslie Oshie, and she was asked if she had any concerns about this second rally. Here's what she said.
Mr. Trump comes here because we represent the best. Mr. Trump comes here.
Okay, well, let's try it this way. Here we go.
I think that's the biggest concern, is that there's so much interest in this and so many people watching that I think everybody's worrying about trying to make sure they get it right.
There we go.
And I would imagine... It's been a-
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They will, this time. And Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Dallas Cowboys anytime is news, but the fact that it's Sunday night football, it's going to be a big time on the North Shore this weekend. And right there on the Roberto Clemente Bridge popped up out of nowhere a Ferris wheel.
Yes. What's the story with the Ferris wheel? Is it part like of Oktoberfest?
Yes, part of Oktoberfest. And we haven't confirmed yet that our own news editor, Pat Septak, will be up in his lederhosen on top playing his...
yodeling and playing, playing the accordion.
But we can make that happen if we want. Now, it's open starting today, $5 a ride. It will be open late Sunday for Monday night or Sunday night football. And then through October
13th. I think one of our reporters should probably go down there and take a spin on the wheel and file a report or two.
Tamira, if you're listening on your way in, we got you. Wait till you get here. And that's what people are talking about and will be talking about certainly over the weekend. We're going to talk to Bill Hillgrove. And we'll ask Bill about the Steelers-Cowboys game. And Pitt, undefeated now, getting serious consideration to being ranked as they begin ACC play in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, this Saturday. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. And we'll keep you posted on breaking news, weather, and sports, too, especially Friday Night Lights. We've got Game of the Week. And, man, they're already looking at playoffs here in the next few weeks for high school football. Meanwhile, Paul, Bank of America customers, this was, can you imagine? You go to your app on your phone for your bank, and you, whatever amount of money, I don't care if you have a dollar or $100,000, and you see zero. How would you feel?
Well, I would feel absolute panic. I mean, they flooded the Bank of America helpline.
Yes,
with calls because of this.
Well, that's exactly what happened. Sam, can you imagine that? You go to your bank, you go to look at your, you know, deposits or just your balance, and it's zero.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean,
the problem started around noon, between noon and one yesterday, according to Down Detector. And when people would call the automated line to check their balance, then they would actually get the correct number. So I'm not sure exactly what happened.
So it was a computer glitch. They said the company said nationwide outage affected online banking and ATMs. Bank of America says it's mostly been fixed, but some customers who did manage to log out freaked out to see a message either account unavailable or even a balance of zero.
Well, the Bank of America is the second largest U.S. bank. They have almost 70 million domestic customers and small business clients. And get this, here's a quote from the company in their release on this. It says, some clients are experiencing an issue.
Really?
Accessing their account. Oh, it's called panic, Bank of America.
Yeah, a screaming sound.
And by the way, people were reporting that they were still having these problems at 7 o'clock last night.
Yeah, it's not apparently 100% fixed. So if you're a Bank of America customer, apparently do not be alarmed.
I forgot I have the Bank of America app on my phone here. Let me check this out real quick.
You got money in there?
No, I have a credit card with them.
But oh, well, I hope it's zero.
Let's see. That's what I'm hoping for.
Zero on a credit card.
Right?
How about this? Sam's got somebody on the phone that's a Bank of America customer. Are you good?
I'm working on it.
All right, let's check in. Hold that thought. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Yesterday we had a conversation with KDK TV's John Delano. And John ended up on national television Tuesday night on CBS as they were preparing for the vice presidential debate. And it turns out John had a chance for an exclusive one-on-one conversation with Kamala Harris. They also asked John about the importance of Pennsylvania in this presidential race. And Paul, you know very well that the candidates keep coming, and there's a reason for that. It's not just because we're wonderful people.
It's 19 electoral votes. It's the most of any of the battleground states, and it's decisive. Who wins Pennsylvania is going to win the election, is what they say. You can qualify for enough electoral votes total. What is that number? 272, right?
Right. And so Pennsylvania is and will continue to be really critical. As we know, Donald Trump coming back Saturday, as Paul detailed with J.D. Vance, and the candidates have keep crisscrossing the region. So this conversation, John Delano wanted to know things that really affect Pittsburgh in particular. U.S. Steel is one of those subjects from John Delano and Kamala Harris.
So how will you block Nippon but keep our steel jobs right here?
So let me tell you where I'm coming from. I feel very strongly that U.S. Steel needs to remain a U.S. company and that the people working there need to be American workers. And I think that is also why I am proud and I do have the support of the Steelworkers Union.
But if you block this foreign acquisition, how can you guarantee that there will be support? Will it come from the federal government to make sure that these furnaces stay open and the jobs are kept here in Pittsburgh?
It is my priority to keep the jobs in Pittsburgh, understanding again that the folks who are doing that work are doing hard work, good work. It is part of not only a tradition of American industry to do that work, but it is part of what we need to invest in the future.
Yeah. So Kamala Harris doubling down that she wants U.S. Steel to remain a American-based company and based in Pittsburgh. So we'll see. What's the plan?
That would be interesting because, you know, U.S. Steel has said that if the deal with Nippon Steel falls through, then there's a very good chance that they're going to, you know, move the jobs to other steel mills and then move the headquarters out of the city as well. Nippon Steel's offered, I think, just under $15 billion for U.S. Steel, and I wonder if the American government is ready to, you know, make that kind of a commitment. I mean, this is a very confusing situation.
It is, and this is one area where Donald Trump and Kamala Harris agreed. They both want to keep U.S. Steel an American-based company. So,
and on the flip side, you have 99% of the shareholders with U.S. Steel approved this acquisition.
Right.
They just went through the one of the regulators went through the deal and said that U.S. Steel has kept all of its commitments in terms of making sure that its workers are taken care of per the steelworkers contract. So that has been cleared. So there's this dichotomy here. There's this, you know, the union's dead set against it. The politicians are dead set against it. And the people who are in the business side of it all say this is really a good deal.
The shareholders.
Yeah.
So, and it's been kicked down the road by Joe Biden because they said that they will weigh this. They basically wanted to wait till after the election.
Right.
So don't expect anything between here and there definitively on U.S. Steel. Now, we're sitting on one of the largest reserves of natural gas in the world here in our region. So fracking is the way they extract that gas. And John Delano asked Kamala Harris about that.
I will not ban fracking. I did not as vice president. In fact, I cast the tie-breaking vote to open up more fracking leases. And my perspective on this is grounded in a number of things, including that we don't have to ban fracking to do the work that we can do to also invest in a clean energy economy.
And on a more global scale, the question John had about what's going on in Israel right now.
How far would the U.S. government go to protect the state of Israel? U.S. troops on air, in the air, on sea, or on land?
Today, I was with the president in the Situation Room for several hours, along with members of our national security team. And I'm pleased to report that based on everything we know as of this moment, our position, which is to support Israel and its right to defend itself, and Israel's ability to defend itself today was quite successful. And we must all agree that it is in the best interest of the United States, much less our allies, Israel, to ensure that Iran not have the ability to do what it was attempting to do today. It is in American interest to make sure that we take seriously the threat Iran, that it poses not only to our interests, to our personnel, and into stability in that region.
And we thank John Delano for sharing some of those thoughts with us. You can see the entire interview, by the way, at KDK TV's website, kdk.com.
And congratulations to John again for getting another one of the big interviews. He seems to get a lot of them, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's had Donald Trump in the past. He's had all, you know, the presidents. John has a reputation that obviously extends way beyond Pittsburgh. Otherwise, he'd have never got any of those interviews. I think John tries to be really fair and direct, And
it's also
a great job.
It's also true that the Pittsburgh designation is a big plus for him.
Yes.
Among these candidates, because they want
once again,
the votes here so badly.
They love us here. They love us in the Berg. Coming to PPG Paints Arena this Tuesday night, Stevie Wonder begins a 10-city tour here in Pittsburgh, and we've got a pair of tickets for you. 412-922-1020 is our number. Paul, pick a number.
Let's go with 4.
All right, caller number 4 will make you a winner. Samantha McGill filling in for our Aaron Farragonio. She's well able to handle this situation. Stevie Wonder, what a talent. I wish I could go to that show. It happens to be the same night of our Hometown Heroes event. And we're excited because we're going to introduce you to another one of our Hometown Heroes right after the news at 9 this morning. We've been doing that. There are 5 in total each and every morning. And then our Lifetime Achievement Awardee is Jim Leland, who's having a year. Think about it. Cooperstown, Hall of Fame, baseball manager, and then Pirates induct him immediately into their Hall of Fame. And I believe he turns, did someone say, that can't be right.
80.
Come on, man. He can't be 80. He can't be. And he and his wife are coming. And then I talked to Craig Patrick, who was one of our Lifetime Achievement Awardees back when it was the anniversary. People forget he was also the assistant coach with Herb Brooks for the American Olympic team that beat the Russians, as well as being the general manager and bringing Stanley Cups to Pittsburgh. He's still in the town, in the area. And then I asked former Steelers GM Kevin Colbert to join us. So we got Pirates, Penguins, Steelers represented, and John Wehner, the Rock, the pride of Carrick, who was a favorite of Jim Leland, is going to join us too. So that's Tuesday night. We thank the Lamont, Kathy Slinchek, and the Dunlap family. They've been extraordinarily generous, and I'm looking forward to it. When's the last time you've been at the Lamont? That view never gets old.
Oh, it's been a few years now, but yeah, you're right. It's unforgettable.
It's absolutely beautiful.
And it doesn't seem to matter much where you're seated in the restaurant either. You get a good view pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
You don't have to be right at the window to enjoy it.
I've lived here all my life, and you know, I've been up there over the years many times, but you still walk out there at night when it's lit up and you go, huh, this is tremendous. Years ago, there was a restaurant on top of the steel building called Top of the Triangle. And the view from there was spectacular. It's now the executive offices and has been for UPMC's top folks. I kind of wish it was still a restaurant.
Well, they actually do have, I think, a restaurant up there, an executive dining room or something like that.
Yeah, but it's not accessible to the public.
Well, of course not.
No.
I'm just saying that there is a place to eat up there still.
Oh, yeah. They have a chef. I don't know what the guy's name is, but I met him once.
Did you?
Yeah. You gotta be special to get invited to that room. That ain't happening. Meanwhile, Bill Hillgrove is going to join us right after the news at 8. Anxious to talk to him about Pitt starts ACC play, 4-0, getting talk about them ranking, you know.
Yeah, got to head down to Chapel Hill. Duke upset them last week.
They did. And then Steelers-Cowboys is Sunday night at Acrisure Stadium. That's going to be a lot of fun in the North Shore.
The Cowboys are banged up, Larry. They apparently yesterday lost another one of their wide receivers.
They did.
Uh-huh.
I felt so bad.
Not one of the ones at the top of the depth chart, but still, you know, it's another injury.
And then I want to ask Bill Hillgrove about that. And by the way, Bill Hillgrove, this is a year for his accolades. He was inducted into Pitt's Hall of Fame just a few weeks ago. And Monday night, October 14th, at the Lamont, he is being recognized by the Saints and Sinners.
Really?
He's the man of the year.
The Saints and Sinners.
Yeah, by the way. I
haven't heard of that in a while.
Oh, man, it's a fun organization, and what they do is they raise money for different charities every year, and it's based on the charities that the Man of the Year aligns with. So we'll ask Bill about that, but if you want to get tickets to that event, you can go to Saints and Sinners. Just look it up and find out the details. And we'll salute Bill Hillgrove.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.